that I desire to be great in your midst, says your God. And the Lord would say that even like Abraham of old would have lifted up his eyes to see the stars of the expanse of the heavens, and I would have spoken destiny and dreams to him, says the Lord. But the Lord would say that was but one galaxy in my expanse of the universe. And the Lord would say that there are many others that yet you have to see, says God. And so the Lord would say, even tonight, how do you see me in your situations and in your circumstances, says the Lord? Do you see me like Joshua and Caleb of old as they spied out the land and saw it to be a land of promise, of possibility, and of purpose and destiny? The Lord would say, know that even tonight, I'm causing faith to arise within your heart. And the Lord would say that I'm calling out to you to see me great in the situations where you are. And those things that would have seemed to have been locked up for seasons of time, the Lord would say that I desire to be that great God to crush the head of the enemy that you have been battling with, says the Lord, and to lead you forward into a land of milk and of honey, into a land of provision, into a land of purpose. And so the Lord would say, lift up your eyes even this night and see beyond even the realm of the natural to the expanse of the spirit realm that I'm calling you to, says the Lord. And the Lord would say that I shall surely prove my name to you as Jehovah Jireh, as Jehovah Jireh, as your provider, as Jehovah Rapha, your healer, as Jehovah Sidkenu, your banner waving over the land and dreams that I have for you. And so the Lord would say, see me as great tonight, and I will be great in your midst, says the Lord.